This is CliffCentral.com.
If you didn't get the memo, you need shades. Nigga, be silent.
Lost in the
much.
I call that
too
out
much.
In my zone. Hot days froze and cold. I roll up and smoke. Pass it like A's on the board. Should take him to school. Class in succession. The devil be testing my spirit. I pray to the Lord. Hope he hear me. Yeah. Know that he hear me. Where else could I get all this courage to face all my demons? Money, power, and women. Can't live my whole life a victim. Yo, look what it did. Y'all done created a villain. I find my strength at the pits of resistance. Yo, I go the distance. For instance, hell to the heavens, waiting for you. I lost my halo, searching for you. I lost my patience, and I hope you're feeling it too. Hey, I feel like you bitches got shot up tonight. I feel like you bitches retired and gave up. His job, cause love don't live here anymore. I feel it too. I feel like you bitches got shot up tonight. I feel like you bitches retired and gave up on his job, cause love. Searching too, you are not hard, scrolling the tool. I know you've been hopeless too. You thought there was no one for you, but I rose out the smoke, out the barrel. You shoot, bang, bang. You got a license for that. Knowing how badass you is, your defense mechanism's all in the way. I say the same about me. Feels from the fields where we live, on the city's dead end, living life on the edge. That's life on the edge of a double-edged sword. Dying to live, living to die, choosing the side, suicides on our minds, just searching for purpose. And stupid then die. I feel like you bitches got shot up tonight.
Hey.
I feel like you bitches retired and gave up on his job.
If they ever did a remix with the worst guys, it would sound something like this. Hey, hey, hey. They feel it too, and the worst guys do. Hey, it's R-E-H-A-B and Markham Dooley too. Hey, we really do. Hey, really pursue. Hey, pursue our dreams. You're in my dreams, so please just come to me. I love you, baby. I love you, boo. I know you want me. You want me, boo. Hey, but don't
come
to me
with that
attitude.
I feel like you bitches got shot up tonight. I feel like you bitches retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live here anymore. You feel it too. I feel like you bitches got
shot
up tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the worst guy. It's Markham Dooley. Priya Besesele. And if you're wondering what those soothing sounds are in the background, it's the one and only Galactic Alliance.
You feel it so. So we on tonight, we on tonight, we on. You feel it too.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You have now joined the greatest show in the world. The worst guys are here with the Galactic Alliance.
This is a squad, dog.
This is a squad. It's early morning. Let me tell you guys, we pre-recorded this, but this is early morning, and these guys are swagged out. I wish you guys just go to our Instagram. We'll upload gang pictures. These guys are looking proper. They're doing the thing properly, man. If you're going to come out, come out. That's what I say. But anyway, we are in the artist zone. You know what we do once a month? We'll highlight South African artists that we've seen either live or just in our circles and we've thought are brilliant and are not getting the shine that they're supposed to. So we're hoping you are going to give them that shine. Yo, we know the people who listen to this, the people who follow what we do, you believe in the future of our talent and our music, and that's what we've got here for you. So share the love, share it to anybody you know. You know the worst guys. You can always catch us on Twitter at @_worstguys, on Instagram the worst guys, Facebook the worst guys. Just look for the bow tie, baby. We some sophisticated goons and we are here for you. Yo, so Jids, tell me about the setup. The first thing we have to talk about is the get up. What was your decision as a band, the Galactic Alliance, to go for this look? Because this is not your only look. I've seen you guys perform live and y'all wear some crazy shit all the time. So tell me a little about that. Introduce yourself first. Let the people know.
Welcome everybody. Good morning. This is KK Rabani from Galactic Alliance, known as the Humanoid General. And I'm here with the whole team on this amazing, amazing day. So yeah, this is Galactic Alliance and I'm the stylist, the visuals set up to the image today, but we always try to give a different experience, you know, always try to refresh ourselves every time we come out, so we like get to share a new journey with the people, you know. But yeah, this is Galactic Alliance Noodles. You want to say something as
no,
well?
No. I want to ask you. You're the stylist, right?
Yeah.
So what was the idea around this? Okay, so let me just describe for the people who are listening, and you can use your imagination.
They look like they just stepped out of the future. If you're not wearing shades right now,
you ain't in the future.
You are not a revolution.
So it's yellow. It's a yellow overall, almost like a raincoat, and with a hood on. And the material is, what material is it? I haven't felt it. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's not leather, but it's not pleather either. It's somewhere in between. All right. And there's some blue garments around and they're all wearing like shades with those purple, blue, rainbow colors in the shade.
Can I tell you what I think when I see these shades? What? I think Black Eyed Peas. I can't go any further than you. That's all like futuristic. Yeah.
All right. So tell me, what was the motive? What was the inspiration? You say you changed it, but why?
So as visual artists as well, I work at Dear Rabani, but we always, with Galactic Alliance, the name says it's a Galactic Alliance, a collaboration, and we wanted to, today Cliff Central's yellow, it's a yellow, you know, bright, you know, so it's just to keep up with the audience and the team that we're working with today in the morning, so just to come out bright early in the morning, so the reference was just to brighten us up.
The
today.
Sun has come.
The sun has come. One sunrise, you know?
All right, cool.
So, yeah.
And so is it every performance a different attire? So do you decide every morning, okay, guys, or you get booked in advance and say, okay, this week we had Kitcheners, what are we wearing? Or is there like a staple uniform? There's no uniform.
We always try to change, like I said. We always try to evolve within it as well. So every performance, we make sure we come out different. We stand out. We're never the same at every performance.
That's
so
dope.
Just to grow and just to feel different, to grow with the people and share that experience together. It's more important.
I like that because you're never the same performer anyway.
Yeah. But what I also like is that besides it, it looks uniform, but it's not uniform. Because if you pay close attention to each and every single band members, including the stylist himself, he has the full blue.
Yeah, inverse.
And every other band member has like a different patching for the blue piece on the overall. It's like it speaks more about their personality, I would feel. Or what was the creative direction behind that? In terms of everyone being slightly different.
Yeah, I think since everyone plays a big role in a different task, trying spreading their word and their ways of expressing their sound as well. So with Sean Haver, our vocalist, our lead is coming to expressing what we feel. Mm. You know, we gave him a look with the Simon and Mary hat, which is like, you know, it's more of royalty. So we get to listen to what he has to say. Mm. But everybody has their own detailing coming to what they do as well, like with the trumpet, with the bass guitars, with also the percussionist as well, just to make sure everybody stands out in their own form and to bring out their best. But today we're all about the music as well. You know, I love the sound that we always bring is to always grow and to like stay amazing with the sound. Like, you know.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the music, KK. I want to find out. Okay, so what we've got here, is this the full instrumental ensemble that we've got here? So we've got percussion, we've got some bongo drums, we've got an acoustic guitar, we've got a bass guitar, we've got a trumpet, and we've got a vocalist. Is that always the setup?
Yes, this is, okay, my name is Captain Missions.
Captain Missions.
Also known as Tommy Swagger.
Oh, yeah.
And, yes, I'm the percussionist from the Galactic Alliance.
Hey, so, nigga, I know what to I'm like, hey, what's going on?
That's where he's been hiding all these years.
Galactic Alliance.
Yeah. Don't let him find Tupac.
Puck, puck.
You know, it's the rhythm.
So
yes, this is mostly the setup. This is what we try to bring to the show, just to keep it full. And the Alliance always, you know, tries to make sure that every element is present whenever we go as an Alliance, you know.
Okay.
Because if one element is missing, you will feel it and you will hear it.
Okay, so let's start with how you guys got together. I know it's a boring question for a band to ask because you get it asked every time. But the reason I'm going to start with that is I want to get to how you guys make music and how you guys get to one consciousness. Because I think that's the hardest thing to do in a band is all have the same idea about what you want out of your music and out of your sound. So you can just quickly go through how you started, and then I want to know what rehearsals are like more than anything. Thulani, Mr. Royalty over here. Any one of you.
Okay, so we're all from the same area, right? More or less. And all of us, Roodepoort, West Rand.
Cool.
Represent the West.
Yes, West Rand. And everyone of us, even before we started the Galactic Alliance, we were actively involved in music. So, yeah, that's where the elements came in. Myself and Sean Haven, we were part of a band, and or we still are part of a band.
Yeah.
And, you know,
X's, leave the X's out.
And Noodles and Walter Waters are still also part of another entity. So, yeah, Rick is also, everyone is involved.
Everyone is involved. So there's no obligation to just be part of Galactic Alliance.
As long as the goal is still there.
Magic.
So the idea behind the Galactic Alliance is super beings, all that have an element of greatness coming together to, you know, to defeat
The odds. Okay. So now it's Wednesday. You're at a rehearsal. What's the first thing that happens? Who's the first one who shows up, actually? Whose house are we at? And who shows up first?
Who has the money?
And who has the weed?
That's very important.
For real, though.
Okay, so usually we rehearse at Sean Haven's place, and so he's the first to be there. He's the one that prepares the, you know, the setup, make sure that the room is clean and everything. And yeah, then we meet up, you know, I collect one by one.
there's a carpool, there's a taxi service. We've got the struggle.
Yeah, you know, rehearsals always starts before that because we have to all agree, okay, this is, you know, this is what's going to happen, guys. Tomorrow we're meeting this time. And yeah, and then we meet together. We get through.
He doesn't want to expose niggas. Who got the blunt? This guy looks like he has the blunt over here.
That's a stereotype.
Brother, who
are you? Please just inform us on who you are and why Mark is stereotyping you.
Maybe because I have a trumpet in my hand. That's
That's the reason. It's not the dreads or the dark skin or the rasta bag that you left outside. I saw it, dog. Nah, I'm playing. Yeah. But for real, can I ask you this question more seriously? How do you feel about the influence of maybe not just marijuana, but any drugs or stimulants in making music? Because in my experience, a lot of my favorite music was made by artists who were tripping the fuck out. You know, so, and I do know that drugs open up that avenue that you don't really get to when you are in your own sober state. You know, you kind of unlock different levels when you're on psychedelics or even marijuana, starting with marijuana. So how do you guys feel about that influence in your music? Is it part of your music? Is it a post ritual? Do you do it at all? Are you guys teetotalers, keen? What is the situation?
The situation is we don't do narcotics.
Yeah,
we like a clean band, you know. We're trying to like enforce like change into the minds of the youth.
Yeah.
Comes up, you know.
Dope. Introduce yourself, by the way. We didn't catch your name.
Yeah. It's Rick Marley.
Rick Marley. Ah, you see, did I not tell you? You see, my stereotype was on point. Rick Marley. This is the guy.
The mission is to like clean like the mindset and stereotype of the people of thinking that if you're a jazz musician or a musician, you have to be like corrupt and do drugs.
Mm.
You know, so it's actually, it's like you don't have to do drugs to like get on stage or to open up to the, you know, to the creative juices. You know?
Yeah, 100%.
You just have to like, you know, it's meditation, preparation, you know, planning and doing so. Yeah.
What is it then that you do as a collective group, the Galactic Alliance,
yeah,
and as an individual,
mm-hmm,
before a show, maybe even before a rehearsal, just to get you in that right frame of mind and to prepare yourself?
Yeah. Me individually, I plan every show. I plan every like maneuvers that I do. You know, I just keep quiet, man. You know, that's what I do. And
move in silence.
Yeah. and rethink over and over again. What am I gonna do? You know, is it going to be the way that it has to be? You know, yeah. Rather than going into narcotics, because it's gonna make me like, you know, overthink and
fall off stage.
No. I don't. I 100% agree with you, because like, I saw the MT thing. I don't know if you guys saw when MT fell off the stage for nothing.
He
the microphone was too heavy for his body, because he just lifted the mic.
And then, boom.
I'm like, dog, you can't hold a microphone. That is such disrespect to the people who are coming to watch him.
That's bad for his career too, you know.
It's just bad. It just looks like shit. Yeah. He looks like shit. The people are unhappy. What the fuck? What was the point? Like, so that's what I like. You brought up meditation, and I think it's just a connection to the true self.
Yeah, true.
And I think that's what psychedelics or those narcotics do to people.
Yeah.
You know, they're fearful of self-confrontation. Mm-hmm. So they can't get to that truth that they need to bring out without that. Yeah. I 100% agree with that.
So, yeah.
So it's just more about a self-understanding, a self-awareness. And you guys seem like you're pretty self-aware. But tell me about the group dynamics. You're in rehearsal now. How does the song come up? How does Cupid lose his job?
hey.
Let's speak to you, Sean.
So what happens is, obviously we go through our own experiences as individuals in the band. So when we go about writing the songs, we write the songs as individuals. And we come together and everybody plays his role. You know what I mean?
Do you write in creation, or do you physically write on paper?
I write on paper.
Okay, cool.
Prefer.
So then how do you get their ideas and their input on the paper? Because I write two different kind of writing, but I prefer to write alone, if that makes sense.
That's the thing, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I write alone, and I come to the band, and it's like, yo, guys, I got this idea, I got this song I wrote.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
So you've committed to the role of being the writer in some sense.
Each and every one of us can switch up at any moment and say, hey, guys,
hey, versatile,
right here. You know what I mean? Like, there's no rules and regulations to this band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're an alliance, bro. Like, and we come together with all the skills that every individual has.
Yeah.
We come together and we share that with each other. We share that with you guys as well.
So yeah. I think a lot of the times, if you're an artist, a musician in particular, you've got more than one skill. I'm sure you don't just play the guitar. I'm sure you don't just play the drums. You know what I mean? So you actually collaborate in that sense. Walter.
Yes. Definitely.
All right. Are you always on the bass? What other instruments are you slapping there,
lately,
man?
Lately, I've been on the bass, yes, but I play keys as well. I'm on the keyboard as well.
Nice.
I'm learning. I'm not as fluent yet, but yeah.
Oh, wait. They
say, I write as well, too. Make music.
They say the bassist and the drummer gets pussy. So this is the two B sides here.
It felt like it just stops here.
After the main.
The penny dropper.
Can I ask though? On that note, have you guys ever received some groupie love? Who was the first one to receive groupie love out of GA Galactic Alliance?
Noodles. He's different. He's like, you know, a colored boy, and then when you start looking at him, he's not colored anymore, you know. he's questioning. But let him come
speak for himself. Noodles, what is it about you? Is it your aura? Is it your energy? What do you bring to the band?
The energy is probably a big part of it, but also just the creative mindset, I guess. Like, I would say the direction as well, because each man has his own idea, and it's up to each and every one of us to put it together in such a way that it's actually gonna work. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Apart from the energy, just I'm also always in the space, just learning from the gents, and we always just learning from each other and just keeping it positive.
Oh, yeah, please, Noodles. All right. Let's get right into the reason we are here, ladies and gentlemen. The Galactic Alliance is going to perform a number for us. Sean, do you want to tell us what we'll be listening to right now?
What about now? We're about to do BBW.
That's
my shit. All the girls know that's my shit.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Rick take over, bro.
Alright. We're about to listen to BBW. This is recorded live in the studio here at CliffCentral.com, and you are listening to The Wiz Guys.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
Your legs are sexy, I love you, baby. Open up wide, let me lick your candy. I love you, baby. On the face, you are cute as I know you out there. You got some needs I can't fulfill, babe. Do something they have never done to you, love. All night until you moan happy, girl. Hey, big beautiful woman, time to sit so suck on, don't be doesn't dumbazan. As lim as your chandy, big beautiful woman, time to sit so suck on, don't be doesn't dumbazan. She's always on my mind, time after time. I love it when she moans, yeah. When we make love, yeah. When she smiles, you feel it inside. Your heart is that feeling that makes you know how to freak like that, yeah. Love, yeah. Necessary evil, yeah. She's got my mind tangled, yeah. And I'm always on some trouble when I'm with her. Based on my mind.
closer, you should come closer. Bitch, you on the high the most of times and down when you're sober. Bitch, you getting drunk, pretend you're numb until the wine's over. If I'm lying, I'm down as anchors. Let me be the beholder of your never fading beauty, evergreen posture. If I'm not Mr. Right, does that make me an imposter? Ooh, girl, you like the mints on this pasta. Say grace, deserve praise, and amen. I'm no pasta, but I pray you finally see yourself how I do. Something like an idol, like my daughter could look up to. And you're the reason that I go and write this. I recite this to excite you, cause you beautiful. Damn. Problem. I'm trying to show you that you something. I'm sobbing. This logic is simple mathematics. This is how it happens. You my fetish, and I love it so much. BBW, you have
my mind. Time after time, I love it when she moans. Yeah, when we make love, hey. When she smiles, you feel it inside. Your heart is that feeling that makes you know how to freak like that.
For Galactic Alliance.
Woo!
Oh yeah.
BBW.
If you didn't like BBWs before, best believe you're gonna love them now. We don't do no chopsticks. All we deal with is dick chicks.
Wow. Shout out.
Oh my god.
That was dope. Woo. You're listening to the Galactic Alliance here on The Worst Guys. Man, I'm in my field.
That was a trip.
Yeah. You know, he described the BBW so perfectly. Right? Even with the rap. Evergreen postures. I'm not a pasta, but you're looking good on this pasta.
Hey.
I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? You know, let's not waste any more time. Let's go straight into the next track. We want to keep this going, keep this flowing. And then we'll talk a little bit about your music and where you want to go with it and what it is that you guys love to do. You guys keen? Yeah. All right. Next song by the Galactic Alliance. What is it? What do we got?
Next one, we're going to do it again. AD Cupid.
Yeah.
After Death of Cupid. This one's for the lonely ones. This one's for those that feel like love is non-existent, is a lie. We're here to just let you know that love is searching and waiting on you too. Let's do it.
Dope.
I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live here anymore. You feel it too. I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live here anymore. Ay. Lost and alone, I call that I'm in my zone. Heart stay as froze as the cone that I roll up and smoke. Pass it like A's on reports, yo, take him to school. Classes in session, the devil be testing my spirit. I pray to the Lord, hope he hear me. Know that he hear me, where else would I get all this courage to face all my demons? Money, power, and women, can't live my whole life a victim. Yo, look what it did, y'all done created a villain. I find my strength in the pits of resistance. Yo, I go the distance, for instance, hell to the heavens, waiting for you. I lost my halo, searching for you. I lost my patience, and I hope you feeling it too. Ay. I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live here anymore. You feel it too. I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live here anymore. Aye. And I know you've been searching too. URL on, scrolling the tube. I know you've been hopeless too. You thought there was no one for you, but I rose out the smoke, out the barrel you shoot. Bang, bang. Hope you got a license for that. But knowing how badass you is, your defense mechanism's all in the way. I'd say the same about me. Feels from the fields where we live. On the city's dead end, living life on the edge. That's life on the edge of a double-edged sword. Dying to live, living to die. Choosing the side, suicides on our minds. Just searching for purpose and Cupid then die. I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live here anymore. Hey, you feel it too. I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live here anymore. Hey, if you feel it so, then we all tonight, we all tonight, we all. If you feel it so, then we all tonight, we all tonight, we all feel it.
Okay. Woo! You know what? We're not even gonna speak anymore. We're not even gonna speak.
What are we gonna do now?
We can't speak. We need to make music with this.
We can't speak. Spock spoke. No more Spock spoke. Speak.
Wow. Yo, that's the Galactic Alliance with.
No, gents. Pure raw talent.
Art. That
can I tell dope, you? Man. I don't care where you guys are at, in like on your journey right now. Fuck that. Straight up. But I know and I believe that where you're headed to is to a greater place than you guys can even comprehend.
Y'all are out of space. You know who you guys, the sound, the kind of texture that I think we've also had in South Africa for a very long time, but it hasn't come out yet, is that internet sound, that Kali Uchis sound, that Daniel Caesar sound, you know? And it's not like old school R&B, because everybody's crying out for the old. Nah, we knew. We must be better than the people before us. And I think this style is what we're looking for in South Africa, that we've had. This is an emotion that South Africans feel, you know? And I think music is an emotional connection more than anything else.
Dude, if that doesn't raise the hairs on the back of your neck or make you stand up and just want to grab your loved one, grab that BBW of yours, or think about Cuba being shut down.
Hey, No. Okay, so because of that, you know what we do? On this show, every episode, we have something called the Worst Guy Cypher.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go out with that instrumental. So we want, Sean, I want you to do your chorus. But we're just going to rap our own verses, whatever. So just pretend the song is, and we'll go in. We're musicians as well. So we'll play it by ear. But before we do that, I don't want you guys to come here and nobody knows where you're going to be, what's going to be happening.
Or where to plug.
Yeah, plug yourselves. Tell people where to find you. And if you guys don't find these guys, well, fuck you, actually. All right, so your social medias, where you guys are performing next, as well as, yeah, what you want people to know. What is your message?
Okay, on social media, you can check us on Instagram at We The Galactic Alliance. And on YouTube, We The Galactic Alliance Digital Multimedia Group. And we are on Facebook as well as We The Galactic Alliance. And yeah, and that's where we show off our work. That's where we usually also do online performances. That's where we are. And most of our pictures and videos, the aesthetic, the creative direction, everything that we do is mostly based on what the online presence can do for the musicians these days.
Mm. And so the main place to find you is Facebook, you're saying?
Yes, Instagram and YouTube. Where our stuff is. And yeah, that's where we communicate our messages. And yeah, we're trying to show that, you know, togetherness always works, you know. Mm. So that's our message to everyone out there listening. Stick together. Together we can make things, impossible things happen. Mm.
Yeah.
And you want to say something?
No, not really. Gig Guide as well. You guys will find everything there, like Facebook, Instagram. No.
Just a quick question. What's your favorite venue to perform? Because I know Bramfontein is a very nice artistic place, but there's also a lot of special. If you know what I mean. But tell me, what's your favorite jams or places?
So usually we're out of the box, you know. Mm. We don't try and stick to the norm and the what's happening right now. And if that doesn't do it for us, we usually create our own setup, our own space, and then that's why we show it off online. And
You make your own show.
Yeah,
the people who need to see it will see that shit. Yeah,
and if we do have something that is, you know, speaks to our creative direction and our, you know, you can see that we're somewhere else. We can't really perform in Skrskr.
Yeah. That's what I was asking. But we're on the same wavelength, dog. Luckily, this is a podcast and it's going to live forever.
Thank you for that. Yes, this is what we're talking about. Exactly, yes, exactly. Thank you so much.
Togetherness.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks again, guys, for, you know, opening up the platform, making sure that people do listen from across the world.
Yeah, there's listeners in Japan. I know at least one is listening in Japan. Yeah. But no, thank you guys, man. You've honestly made my Monday. You've made my week. You've made my life. I'm glad to know you guys. Yeah. I'm glad to know that this is real.
Sorry,
did they plug their music? Where do we find your music?
Online.
Everything online.
Everything.
Yes. Hey, LeBron online.
We live in the future now.
Just out of curiosity, at your crib, do you have Wi-Fi, bro? Shit, it's Maralipela online.
Yo, that's tough times. That's tough. But tough times never last. Tough people do.
Saucy, holla at these guys with a sponsorship, man.
Friendly boost.
Oh, wait, man. So much blessing, so much love. Guys, play us out. We're going to wrap up with the worst guy's side. But you know what it is. Markham, Julie, Ria, Bissasele. We're always making up a song on the spot. And this time, we've got the greatest ensemble in the world to come and join the greatest podcast in the world.
80 Cupid.
I feel like you bitches got shot up tonight. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live here anymore. You feel it too. I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live here anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So, I've been thinking about love a lot. It's a feeling so lost I forgot. I'm here, I'm trying to stay strong, but I'm here alone. I just need a bong to get me up high. I really need a float, cause I'm here on this empty love boat. It's me on my own. I'm trying to get stoned to forget about my lady that I want in my home. I can't just take her. Some other nigga got her. But I gotta play it cool, but I'm sitting here playing a fool. Cause I, she love me, I love her too. And I'm here chinking about all my booze that are still calling my line. But I don't give a fuck, I'm trying to get this dime. I'm tired of rocks, I'm tired of being alone, sleeping with socks, cause I don't have a girl's feet by me. I'm just here, I'm dreaming, see, feeling so lonely, I'm getting horny. I need a lady to bang up a pony. So give me the girl that I'm looking for, Cupid, I'm looking for you, baby. Where are you, dude?
And I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live here anymore.
No, it don't live here anymore.
And you feel it too.
Yeah, I feel it too.
I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight.
No, I've been feeling like this
way for a while. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job.
Cause
love don't live here anymore.
Hey, if love don't live here anymore, why the hell did it walk out the door? Why the heart isn't making my heart just do so much pouring out of these tears? So much fear of my peers seeing me as being weird when they see that nobody wants to come near a broken heart, because a broken heart is hard to put together again, and a shattered heart can never ever trust again. So many people are broken hearted, but I'm the one that's really started the revolution of giving love out. The revolution of giving everybody what they deserve. What they deserve is L-O-V-E. And me, R-E-H-A-B. I got a lady and she just seems to be a B-B-W for me. And me, I love the thick ladies. Man, I love the thick ladies, cause they drive me crazy. Man, they drive me crazy, man. They not lazy, man. They not lazy. They actually energize me, exercise me, motivate me, demonstrate how Cupid got me.
Hey, and I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live here anymore.
It don't live you anymore.
feel it too.
Or do you feel this?
And I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight.
To the person listening to this, do you feel this?
I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live
here. Yeah, let's go here. Let's turn it up. Yeah. Let me tell you a thing about me. I'm Malcolm Dooley. I'm the worst guy. Jeez, everybody wanna be with me. But I'm here, I'm taking my time. I'm trying to find the one, but damn, it's so blind.
Hey, take it easy, bro. Take it easy, bro. Steady with the flow. Steady with the flow. You can't be fucking with all these other hoes, my bro. Protect your heart and your soul.
Protecting my heart and my soul. This love shit is getting old. Cause I'm tired of all these hoes. Pretending that they ain't my foes.
Hey, but listen to me, my G. There's somebody for everyone, and for you, and for me, and for him and her, and for everybody on this motherfucking earth.
Well, I pray that I see this person that you saying is for me. Cause I don't really know, and I'm so scared. I don't wanna die alone, and I'm so scared. But hey. I see Cupid coming, I see
how he looking, coming.
And I know nobody out here just loving, hey. Loving on their own. We're all here together. I wanna see you. I want it forever.
Hey, and I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Cause love don't live here anymore. You feel it too. And I feel like Cupid just got shot up tonight. I feel like Cupid just retired and gave up on his job. Don't live here anymore. I feel it so.
Do you feel it? Do you feel it, yo? Cause I do. I do. I do. I feel for you. Up there.
Lost in the city, ain't no love in the city. We love in the city, but it's just me and you. It's just me and you. Hey, lost in the city, ain't no love in the city. We love in the city, and it's just me and you. It's just me and you. Hey, love in the city, cause we lost in the city. No love in the city, but it's just me and you. Just me and you.
This is CliffCentral.com.